I really need you to come with me into the den.
Come here. Are you doing anything?
No, Joe.
Brian died?
Yes.
No, I don't want to. No.
Come here, Joanna. Joanna, it might make you feel better to see that he died very peacefully. Okay. Come here.
Okay. He died?
Yes, he died.
Ew.
Joanna, he's very peaceful, and it really might make you feel better to see that. He went poo? Uh-huh.
He went what?
No, sweetie, he died.
That's diarrhea.
See? That's not diarrhea. He just took down his cage. He took down his nest, and he died very peacefully.
He sure did.
He took his nest down.
We knew there would be a catastrophe.
Well, it's not something we smile about, Laura. Joanna feels very upset about it. Okay. Because she doesn't want to see him.
He
didn't suffer.
No, he was peaceful. And he got himself ready to die, Laura. He took his nest down and he knew he was dying and he got himself ready.
He knew he was dying?
Yes.
How did he know he was dying?
He could feel it.
Just the feeling you had.
I was dying.
Let's go help Julian. All right.
We'll make Mom feel bad if the grandmother died.
Yes, it would make her more feel bad the first time.
Yeah.
This was Joanna's pet, and she feels bad, Laura. Where are you, Joanna? You don't want to see Brian? He was very peaceful, Joanna. He took down his nest. And he knew that he was dying, and he was very peaceful.
Take your seats, dear. I just called myself.
I'm sorry. She's trying to help you, Joanna. Okay, Laura, you know.
Leave me alone!
Bad when she tries to help you and you don't let her help you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell you this morning. I didn't want to ruin your school day, Daddy. I didn't want to ruin it. Brian died very late last night. I went in to give him his lettuce leaf and found him dead. I felt very sad last night. Daddy and I felt very sad last night. Well, I could be sad. It's all right to be sad. You don't want to cry? Could I sit down, Joanna? I'm kneeling, but it hurts. He was the oldest hamster ever did. But they never had a hamster living 2.5 years. You could see, if you looked at Brian, you'd see that he was peaceful, Joe.
I don't care. I don't want to.
You don't need to.
Mommy, I'm going to go to the gym now.
And so people don't eat their babies.
Yeah, my mom's not running to her because her
would be to not feel sad, because if we love somebody and we lose them and we don't feel sad, that would be terrible. Something that we love dies and we don't feel sadness, that would be bad. Because we need to let that sadness come out of us so that we can go on and do happy things in our too. Because being alive means they're sad and they're happy things. You know, Brian had many happy times.
And you know, I want to tell you.
Yes, but Joanne, it wasn't happy for Brian to not be able to see anymore, to not be able to walk anymore. He was really ready to die. He prepared his whole cage for dying. He took down his nest and he curled up very peacefully and he died.
So what is that I'm going to do with him dying?
Because alive things all have to die. Every alive thing has to die someday. The tree in the front yard dies.
The very saddest thing is the one day if you get some new animal, if it dies the next day, that's the saddest thing.
Do you think that's the saddest thing?
No, because you don't even get to love it.
I think it's when you love it that it's sad, myself, Laura. See, we got to love it.
Wait for Daddy.
Look at all these Christmas trees are so sad.
What?
Daddy.
Wait for Daddy. I want to take a picture of you with him, too.
Yeah!
Let's see.
Give me your face, we can.
Look it!
Oh! Santa Claus came!
You think he came?
Yeah! Good! Hey, look what I got!
Wait, don't get them mixed up now. What did you get, Joe?
Diapers!
You put them back in your own bed.
No, this isn't mine. I just ordered for diapers.
You didn't what?
Look! Look what I have! Look what I have! Look at the diapers! Real sex and real diapers! Look! I know!
Put them back in your bed.
I used to buy mine.
Yeah, why don't you eat your own? I think so. I'm not sure.
Mom! Look! Thanks!
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus was pretty smart, huh? He must have gotten your message.
Look at this chalkboard!
What does this say? It doesn't say anything at all. It was for both of us. What does this say? It's diapers. Probably for me.
I have diapers too.
Because I didn't get diapers yet. Now see what that must be for you.
Just slow down a minute, my goodness. This is your whole Christmas. You don't have to do it in 15 seconds.
I don't care.
is it?
It's a minibus. The same car that I got from him. He knew it.
How did he know?
I don't know how he knew that.
Did he like it? You like it?
What did he
do? Dad? What does that say?
That
you better leave the
both
car.
Of us. Let both of us.
One at a time.
Oh, it's a game.
What did it say on the card?
So it's for both of us.
I mean, what does that mean?
This is for you guys. I guess. And that's
true. Well, let's see. I don't think Santa comes to grown-ups. Maybe you and Laura better look at it.
Look! Oh, look at this diaper! Wow! Dad, they don't have me for it! Oh, look at all this.
Somebody's going to have make a lot of pee-pee and diarrhea.
We have enough for more babies!
Where are you going to keep your diapers separate so you don't get the mixed up? Who, me?
Yeah.
Father, either come in closer or move out.
Hey, do you know what this?
You need some help?
Yeah, I just signed up. It's diapers. It's more diapers.
You better keep your diapers in one place.
Mommy, Daddy. Hey, you have another baby. We have all the diaper. And shoes. And bottle.
Maybe it's for your baby.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe it's for your baby.
Yeah, I know. That's what these shoes are for, diapers and stuff, huh?
Wow, look at that.
I don't know what
they make up. Go ahead. Yours. Can I take a look at this?
Here, Grandma, I'll take a picture with you. Stand in the mist.
That's a new dress that we wanted!
Show Nanny the tea set.
Oh, heaven.
Oh, yeah, we got both of them.
Now, a smart Santa would have brought me a cup of coffee about that.
Smart Santa would have
brought you some coffee.
We're making you some coffee.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, what's smart?
right?
Oh, nothing on me.
Now, girls, you better keep your diapers in separate places.
Yeah. We don't have to because they're both the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
These don't fit.
Well, you'll have to use it with pins that fit if it unfolds. Here, unstitch it.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know it was tape on.
It's
tape on.
Stay now.
It's tape on. It just fits. If you untape.
I'm going to put on my shoes.
Wow, look at this loot from Santa Claus. Look at this.
I just flew down the
nose. Nobody, that's how I wish it would be when I drive to UCLA.
One car.
You think so? You want a little help putting that on?
Yes!
Aren't you a little chilly without anything on?
She never wears anything.
I do! Oops! I forgot my clothes.
Here, be cold.
New pajamas!
Joanna has the identical pajamas.
Yeah.
And look it! We
you
have
red
to keep it!
Joanna, you have to wear pajamas to breakfast. So what do you have in Santa Claus? No, but these were what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want the mini bus?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yay! I never think of that.
Well, Laura chose that. Well, then you'll have to pin them, Joanna.
I'm going to look at my baby!
That's you.
This is our baby! Real stuff!
How did you choose it? Oh, perfect.
Oh, they're great.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they skipped a hole when they put the shoelaces in.
Well, maybe Santa was overworked.
I don't know how to put the shoelaces back in.
Well.
Nina will never believe it.
Yeah, Nina will never.
Yeah?
Nina will never believe this!
Uh-huh.
We got this from Santa!
Don't tell her you got it from Santa.
Now I'm... Oh, brother! Don't you trouble? I wanna get your cat.
Grandma, where are you going?
We're going to visit some friends of Walter and Vista.
Isla Vista?
No, it's not Isla Vista. It's somewhere near Escondido. They moved out there. They love it. When I
took
the paper out and the and the bicycle's out. I thought, gee, nobody's up.
They waited. They were really good waiters.
Yeah.
He just got up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be too early. I could look through the door though and see everybody around.
I thought, what put you here?
What?
Who wants a scrambled egg?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
Look! Mm-hmm. Tiny little pieces! I'll show you.
Nick and Walter should be here soon.
They're coming for dinner?
No,
breakfast.
They're just coming to call for me.
What?
They're coming to call for me. I think Nick has something to bring you.
Don't they stick?
Yeah, they're supposed to, but they're
they're too little.
It would be terrible if that were a baby and you were walking along and it popped out, wouldn't it?
Well, it is a baby.
Beautiful out.
Is it cool?
Absolutely perfect. You couldn't be any more beautiful.
Will the beach be nice?
Beach will be a little chilly, but it'll be nice.
Are we going
if you come
to
up
be
during
a...
the week, we'll all go to the beach.
Yeah! We're not babies! Hey, these things both are popping.
It may be that you need safety pins.
No, they're tape or diapers.
Yeah, I know. Is there something underneath that you have to pull off or a piece of paper?
No. You don't have to. My mom already pulled it off.
Oh.
A bus! And a lift for me! All this is for me!
Oh. So many diapers, that baby is really...
Joanna, is this for is this on my diaper?
Yeah.
Lots and lots of diapers.
15.
Girls, count the diapers out.
They're 15.
Separate files.
They're 15.
God, you expect
me to... But look at mine! Look at all these other ones!
God, you're going to do heavy business.
They do heavy business. Look at this.
Yes, wow. Dad, he knew we wanted.
Oh.
How do you think he knew?
I don't know. What
his
little elves told
him.
You know, it's funny. Look
what
else Santa Claus brought. Carrot cake.
Yeah, yeah. Candy.
Big Santa.
No, we won't have it.
Put it in the refrigerator.
You can have it from it. I couldn't think of anything.
Please
plain
refrigerate me.
All right.
Help me, somebody! Help me put the diapers on, Dad!
Sure!
I can't get the other sticks on. The other sticks on. And look!
Where are you going, Edith?
We're going to see some friends of Walter's who live sort of between Escondido and here.
Uh-huh.
Not terribly far away. But, you know, it's getting away into the country.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, boy. part is his shoes. Shoes and
somebody with a newborn baby, and we'll get the size that would fit. Santa didn't know. Santa did pretty well.
Those babies are pretty big around the middle.
No, I told Mama to tell Santa Claus to get the dark blue color.
Well, Santa Claus made a mistake, so instead of ruining all of these, let's collect them and we'll give them to Angie Hall. She has a new baby, and we'll get some that are the right size.
One package would do for both barrels, I'm quite sure.
We'll get one big package of the blue diapers.
No, I want two little ones.
In a minute, you're not going to have any diapers at all. Either get pins or collect these and we'll give them to someone with a new baby.
You know how to...
Just pin it with diaper pins and they'll fit perfectly.
Sure. Have you got any diaper pins?
Yes, we have.
I haven't been in my house, but most houses have.
We're lucky we keep the babies. This belongs to real babies.
Water in this room.
That
drips on the floor. It'll be the end of this floor.
Yeah,
I need to make breakfast.
And put this on the floor.
Yes.
That's a new.
She's a new one, huh? You happy about Santa?
Yes.
Good.
I just put a can over here.
No water on this floor. Yes, it really comes off. So no water on this floor. Take your dolls to the playroom now. And we'll get pins for those diapers, okay? I don't have pins now.
Yeah,
Lily
said they fit my baby if I don't.
We will take, I will get a box and figure it out for Santa Claus in the day.
Santa Claus has done very well.
Santa Claus is the best thing you can do.
Joanna, yesterday a note came. Do you remember Joanna London?
Mary, that's a big one.
Married
20 years ago. I know she's in Washington, D.C.
Mommy.
And
look. That's a kid.
Let's just eat breakfast.
Well, now it's breakfast.
Cold eggs taste horrible.
Now it's breakfast. Breakfast time. Look at that delicious breakfast.
It is.
Let's enjoy.
Where did you leave your baby bottles, Joanna? You're not to leave the bottles of water on the wood floor. We just talked about that. One moment ago.
Same with you, Laura.
She doesn't. It's him.
Good.
She wants to know about her father.
He passed this on the
table. Oh, nobody.
He was your brother, right?
My brother.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that I don't remember my childhood with him at all? I don't know how that is.
He was 3 years your junior?
Mm-hmm.
Was he older than you or younger?
Younger.
That's what 3 years your junior means. Junior means mm-hmm. younger.
You know, I lived in a household with lots of young people, aunts and uncles and all, and I remember Eli perfectly, but I do not remember Archie, though he weren't on the, in the picture at all.
Who was Eli, your father? Or another cousin?
Uncle.
Oh, your uncle.
When my mother died, you see, we went to the other, my grandmother, and then...
So where was your father? He lived there too?
My father was all by himself.
Oh, so you weren't raised by your own parents at all?
No.
I always thought your father was there too.
My father was there, but not living with him. There was great animosity between them.
So you were raised by Aunt Bessie, in other words.
But
you
not Aunt Bessie, Aunt Bessie came later. Aunt Sarah, Aunt Rose, Uncle Abe, Sam, Jay, Eli.
So it's a big extended family. And you just
they took us right in. Really, they were marvelous to us. My grandmother. I don't know how they fit us into the apartment. You see, my mother's father lived upstairs. We lived upstairs. It was like a one of those stone
brownstone
houses.
Right.
And Abe was a doctor, and he had his offices on the main floor. My family lived on the first floor. We lived on the second floor. So I guess we just came down.
So your father stayed up?
My father went off on his own. He used to just take us out on certain days. I don't know exactly what the animosity was about, but it was terrible. On the other hand,
so you were part of a big family.
Big family. I was brought up with so much love and so much affection. Now, I have nothing to complain about.
Well, I never realized that you didn't live with your father also.
No.
So that it just seemed natural to you to have grandchildren living here. You are.
No, I'm staying with my dad.
You know, at 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, beds used to come out of the wall. And the poor maids, they worked from early morning to late at night.
Barbara, you were talking.
Now you're telling us about when she was a young girl, and I really never heard that.
But Nicky remembers Archie very well. And Lillian Schumann one day said to me, "Do you know somebody with the name of Archie London?" She went out with him for 7 years. Huh. So Aunt Bessie later married A, whom she called Graham. She came into the picture when I was growing up.
Oh.
I was already in college.
I want to go see what someone's been in the wedding.
Okay, let's come back.
Looks very nice out today.
So Santa did okay?
Very well. Boy, except for a few little things.
Well, how is Santa to know which size doll you have? My goodness. Did the best he could, I think.
Uh-huh. He made it just right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm. Lois is really very pretty. She let herself hit so heavy, we lose track of, you know, what a nice face she has.
Well, you know, if you go through that kind of a crisis, you have a right to get back and do something.
Remember Marion Bill?
Yes.
She gained 70 pounds.
Really?
No.
Well, she went through a disaster.
No. Yeah.
How much does she pay?
Remember that? Of course, remember. She only weighed 90 pounds when you were married.
30?
One
show
is a
picture. That's supposed to do a good job pinning you down.
Imagine
90 pounds.
It's a pin.
Velvet.
We went
to
a
25th anniversary, they invited us. How can we go
in
the
kitty corner?
Now.
I want you to tell me about Santa. What you think of Santa.
Someone did you have voices here?
Uh-huh.
I think Santa is I think Santa runs things.
Who is Santa?
Mr. Claus.
Would you think Santa?
I think the man is Mr. Claus. He's a man who's funny looking.
Hey, he's a fat man. He wears warm clothes because he lives in the North Pole. And who got 8 reindeers. Pulls a sled and he brings toys to children.
And how does he get into the house?
Slide down the chimney.
And that's why toys are always left near the fireplace, right?
Yeah.
That's what you think. Mm-hmm. That's what you think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did he know what you wanted?
My secret wishes.
Secret wishes, I see.
There you go. This child sat on Santa's lap, and he told him all the things he wanted, and he said, charge it, baby.
Charge it. She said, charge it.
He's so accustomed to saying, charge it.
I heard one that got Santa asked the little boy what he wanted. And I said, why are you asking me again? I told you yesterday, and serious.
Did you go to see any Santa at all?
No. But did you see they have a beautiful live tree?
Yeah.
And they made all the decorations themselves.
We had a lovely tree at school too. And children made all sorts of things to go on. Kept them busy for a week.
Joanna was in the play.
Oh, and Joanna, show your pet rock. And that was our Christmas present.
Joanna made us a pet rock. She made one.
I get it.
No. They were just telling about it on radio. This man has sold a million rocks at $4 a rock.
How stupid.
Well, he's not a little page-to-page book.
It's about the little book.
About a little caricature, you know, on what to do with the rock. And it goes with the rock.
It's a great gag present for pet rock.
Americans.
$4 a page, and now he's going
to leave the land in
Europe. He's going out of Europe with it.
Well, Joanna made us a beautiful pet rock.
Well,
can I get it and show Nanny your pet rock?
Oh,
all right, Laura, you get it.
Now, years ago,
Did Jamie used to paint these little rocks with heads on and off? But whoever thought that he would really sell the gag?
Well, we got a beautiful pet rock.
They say this book is charming.
Okay, well, so maybe that's that. Wait, let's show Nanny. It's our pet rock.
Oh, that's very, very lovely.
Wait, and it has directions.
Uh-huh.
It came in this beautiful box.
Yeah.
This is how they help children make 30
pets.
How to care for the pet rock. Celebrate its birthday when it comes. Feed it once a week. It only eats a little at a time. If you don't tell your rock where it's going, it won't go with you. And Joanna made up the invented the directions, right?
Yeah. It's a lovely paperweight.
Isn't that a cute pet rock? I love my pet rock. But I didn't think of a good name yet for my pet rock. What?
Sugarless.
I like sugarless as a name for my pet rock.
I got named that name up.
So now I'm telling a story about a dog named Sugarless.
Gum.
Gum.
Second name, Gum. Mr. Gum.
I have a good name for that.
I'm so hungry.
What, this?
Sorry, Nye. We went looking for,
You could run it in your room. Now, how could Elliot not like a nice present like that?
He didn't like this, and I gave him this for a present.
Laura chose that herself for another child. The other child wasn't happy with it. And Laura was really angry because she would have liked to have that herself. How's it taste, Joanna?
What, the water?
The bottle.
Did you drink it?
Uh-oh. Good luck, Joe.
Does that look ridiculous?
My voice!
You
want to
hear your voice?
Yeah, let me hear. I take these to the
Wonderland. Well, I guess you could if you were to a Christmas dinner were invited.
Oh.
You'll see. I guess you could if you don't lose it and leave it there.
There's
Hamlet. Okay, stop. Go ahead and get in.
Are you playing with your new bus? Laura, you got a beautiful new bus for Christmas.
I think the Fisher-Price toys are great.
She loves them. She loves these little
toys. They're not too good for school, but for home. They're most ingenious.
Oh, there's no dog on your bus. He's lonesome.
Mom, he's going to be there. There's no dog on the bus.
Oh. Joanna, could you get a big bag and put your Christmas trash in that big bag? I see you have the true Christmas spirit, my dear.
The Queen, they've been talking about this wonderful man who comes.
Laura, 5 years old. Egocentric speech, I hope. Why don't you bring Molly in here? Let her keep us company.
14, 16.
They came back. I wonder why they came back.
Yeah, and he came back. Go see what. Really? Okay.
Now I'm just going to work quietly in here, and I don't want to be interrupted. All right?
Baby sleeps. Oh.
The daddy? No, do you need the daddy?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you go find the daddy? I don't know which one is the daddy. Find the daddy.
The green man.
The green man is the daddy?
Yeah, with white skin.
The green man with white skin? Why isn't the black man you have there a good daddy?
Because he's not the same color as the family.
Oh, he has to be the same color as the family?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the mommy's the same color as those kids, see?
I see. Well, why couldn't there be a black daddy? I don't understand.
Because they can't.
There can't? Can't a black daddy and a white mommy get married?
No. Then there would be black children.
Well, not necessarily, but there might be black children.
See?
And that wouldn't be all right with you?
Or you could play the daddy at work.
You could play the daddies at work, but if you want, what other toys would you like? And I'll go find them for you.
No other toys but him.
No other toys but him? You want the dollhouse if I can find it?
Yeah, it's in the playroom.
All right, maybe the daddy's with the dollhouse.
No, it's upstairs in my room.
All right.
I'll get my daddy.
I'll get your daddy for you. You can keep playing with me.
Okay, take these up.
You don't want those? You want some paper to draw, too?
I have my pen.
Okay, you take care of things, Griff. Daddy, Laura. You'll have to play a game where the daddy somewhere is.
At work.
Okay.
The dog.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I know how to put that on. Thanks. Only the tape is finished. I don't have tape here. Do you have tape again?
No, we're out of tape. We have to hook it on the paper clip.
Paper clip?
See if you can hook it on the paper clip.
Can't. I'm sure. Well, I have some tape with you.
Stop going for it. I don't know this tape.
I can't click it onto the book. I can't. Maybe you can't. I don't know how to close a piece of clip. The problem is that it's closing. Sorry, that's a Jeep. Was that Jeep up there?
I don't know.
What if it is and you lost the clip? So I could bring it back.
Okay.
Now I figured it out. Great. Oh, I don't have one on Papa. You're not fixing. Leave it.
Wash, we have new washing here.
Excuse me, you're right out.
The whole rug is my house.
Okay.
Okay. No, I have two babies. I have one baby. She looks also like that, and I'm going to put them. Oh, she's the youngest. You should go back with them all the time. Why don't you use two competent ones? Chopped meat, mother, and mother. I'll drive a back home now. Okay, so you got my. You want it on?
It's all right if it's on.
Children don't go now.
Honey, I want strong toothpaste. This man was terribly unfair. But I parked it for my own house. I was just going to put the toothpaste on. See, I'm going to change it back. Just walked in front of the dog park. Come on.
This dog is terrible. What did you pick then? I love kitty in my pants. My little dog. What's it called?
Mom, I just wanted to put my dog to the picture in the corner. Could Daddy want to take my pants? Because Daddy's gone.
No, the dog will take care. Dog will take care of baby.
Where's your bus going?
Upstairs.
Oh, well, tell the bus to come back.
Why?
Oh, because I like your company in here.
It's just going up to get something to come down.
Oh, all right. Not right now. When I'm all done, you can. When I'm done studying. I don't have your bus. If you play in here, maybe I can get your bus.
I want to hear you ask me where you're going with that bus.
Okay, you can hear me a little later, okay?
No, to get to my bed. Okay, Mommy?
No, not right now.
Yes.
No, I'm busy. I have to do my homework right now, Laura. I really must get my work done, and you could have gone to the park with Daddy. So you'll just have to play in here while I work.
Look at that on the tape recorder.
What?
What we're talking.
Would you like to get what we're talking about on the tape recorder? Okay, well, then talk. And then we'll get something
else. I know you.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I'm cute. This is a special time together. That's why I wanted to stay here because her Jeep, she's driving him. Yes, sister. Oh, the picture. jug in this color right here. It's a jug in the color
You stay here. I'll see if I can get you some paint so you can paint your Jeep on, okay?
Yeah, but I want to hear myself in the typical.
No, you're, I don't.
See the baby? It's all right. This stays in itself. She's on karai.
Right.
She's on karai.
I brought you some paper and these pens instead. Maybe you can make me a secret message.
No, I need more paper than I said.
Now, right now, I need to work on something very hard. Can you be very, very quiet?
Could you please look at me?
You want to hear your own voice? No, I'm not going to record voices.
You're right. Not recording. Just hear what I said.
You want to hear what you said a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
I see. All right. And then after that, will you work very quietly? All right. Let's hear. I'm sorry, the Jeep part isn't on it.
Well, you leave it on and get some things on it.
I'm going to go work. I want it very quiet.
Well, you work, I'll just get some things on the tape recorder.
Oh,
so
all right.
Hear.
All right, you get some things on the tape recorder that you could hear while I work.
I'll get some. No, kill the struggle. Just some things on the Oh, it does.
Please be very quiet, okay? I guess it's okay if you talk. We hardly ever get to spend any time together, do we? What should we talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, do you have a favorite thing you want to talk about?
Rhyme.
You want to rhyme with me? All right.
Rhyme. Pine.
Banana.
Pashana.
What?
Pashana.
Oh, let's make up nonsense jokes, okay? Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Picture.
Picture who?
Picture you!
Oh, that's a good one.
Those are knock-knock jokes.
Oh, those are knock-knock jokes. I see. How was your party?
Fine. Those are knock-knock jokes.
Should we make another? Make another for me. I don't know. I'm not... How do you make a knock-knock joke? I don't understand how
knock-knock.
To do those. Knock-knock. So you have to say knock-knock first?
Yeah. Knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
No. I did knock-knock. Say, who's there?
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Banana you!
Oh, I'm not a banana.
Oh, yes, you are.
How do I know?
Because you hate bananas.
So that makes me a banana? I think you're being silly. Okay.
No, I know you do something to me, like a book or something. Those kind of jokes.
What kind of jokes?
Knock, knock.
Okay. Okay.
They're knocked out jokes too. Yeah. Still knocked out jokes. Mommy.
What?
Come on, this is knock knock. I will do all the knock knock jokes.
Okay,
for you.
I don't know the knock knock jokes.
I want to hear this one. Okay.
How come you chose Molly? You could have chosen many other things. Why did you choose Molly?
Because I like Molly.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's do some more knock knock.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Paper.
Paper who?
Paper you.
Uh-huh.
Because she has paper.
I see, yeah.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Pictures.
Pictures who?
Pictures you. Knock knock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Present. Resting. Who's there?
Oh, I have to say who's there? I can't say yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Curtains who?
Curtains you.
I see. I want to pretend I'm talking on the telephone to you, all right? Okay. Who's calling who?
I'm coming.
All right. You call me up.
6 6 6 1 3 4 6 6
Hello?
Yeah,
who is it?
She's around here.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, who is it?
Beezer.
Beezer, how are you today?
Oh, funny.
What?
Funny.
Funny? Why are you funny?
Cause funny.
Cause funny what?
Cause you're funny.
Why am I funny?
Cause I'm funny.
I see. What are you doing today?
Funny.
I can't have this kind of a phone conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. You're too silly for me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Funny?
Goodbye, Funny.
Bye, Funny.
Bye.
Hi, Funny.
Goodbye, Funny.
Hi, Funny.
Oh, you're too silly for me.
6 6 1 3 3 4 4 6
Hello?
No, you have to answer with your hand.
Hello?
Not in that voice, your voice.
Why not in this voice?
Because.
You have the wrong number.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. This is George.
I call 6 6 1 3 4 6 6
Well, this is 6 6 1 3 4 6 5 and you have the wrong number.
No, I don't.
You do? Who is this, anyway?
Beezer.
I don't know anyone named Beezer. You must have the wrong number.
No, you must have Gaz.
Gaz? What does Gaz have to do with your having the wrong number?
Yeah, I don't have the right number. That's you talking in a funny voice.
Who's you?
You on the phone.
What do you mean, you on the phone?
You on the phone, Mommy.
Goodbye.
6 6 1 3 4 6 6 Now I have to make. I said hello. Hello.
Hello.
Now I have to jam. Hello.
Hello. Who is it?
Silly.
Silly who?
Silly? You silly? It was a silly day today.
Why was it a silly day? Why is it a silly day? I don't know what silly means. Can you help me understand that?
Silly means crazy.
It means crazy? Tell me something that's silly or crazy.
Like if someone says something funny, that means you giggle. And that's what funny means.
That's what funny or silly or crazy means?
Yeah, funny.
Is it crazy if I wear one red sock and one purple sock?
Yes.
I see. Would it be crazy if Daddy wore a dress?
Yes.
Is that what silly or crazy
yes.
means? What do you think is very silly? Tell me something you think is very silly.
Someone who wears underwear to work.
Oh, that would be very silly.
I went to work streaking.
Oh, would that be silly too?
Yeah.
What's streaking?
So I don't like it going to work.
I see. That's what streaking is. Do you ever streak anywhere?
No.
No?
Just talk.
You know, the funniest thing happened to me today.
What?
Somebody told me they were going bananas, and I don't know what they mean.
Bananas mean driving you up the wall.
Driving me up the wall? I'm driving a car up the wall. Is that what that means? What does it mean?
Did Mommy really give me too hard a question? What do you mean? Do you know what driving you berserk means?
Driving me berserk? No.
Yeah.
No, I know that you drive me berserk sometimes, but I don't know what it means.
Do you?
No.
Ma?
What?
Look, berserk means you're driving me up the wall.
I see, and I'm driving you up the wall means I'm going bananas?
You don't know.
No, I don't know. I can't figure out what it means.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm going crazy, all right. These people keep saying to me, you're going bananas, and you're going nuts, and you're driving me berserk, and you're driving me up the wall. Now, what are they talking
about? You're crazy.
I'm crazy. I see.
You're crazy about that. You're a grown-up lady. You should know.
Well, what I want to know is, if I'm going bananas, how can I be eating them?
Look, that means you're driving someone buggy.
Oh, I'm driving someone buggy.
That means... Do you know who is more than you really know?
Sometimes I do.
Now do you know what it means?
Yeah. Is that enough phony?
No. Hello?
Hello, who's there? Dial up.
6, 1, 3, 4, 6. Hello?
Hello, who's there?
Oh, I want to talk about crazy again.
You want to talk about crazy again? How come?
Explain it to you.
Yeah, do explain it to me.
So get on the phone so I could.
How can you tell I'm not on the phone?
Because you don't have your hand here.
Oh, I have to put my hand up. Okay. Hello?
Hi. Well, I called back again to see if I can really explain what driving all that means.
Oh, good. I'm glad you called up. I'm really quite confused.
Well, see, it is driving up your wall doesn't mean you drive a car up the wall.
Oh, it doesn't. I'm relieved to hear that. I was wondering how you were going to get the car in the house. What does it mean?
It means you're driving somebody buggy. Do you know what buggy means?
Sure, there are lots of little bugs running around on the ground.
No, not that kind of buggy.
What kind of buggy did you have in mind?
No, real buggies. Real buggies.
Real buggies?
Yeah, what are real buggies.
Oh! Those kind of buggies. Is that what it means?
No, it doesn't.
You mean if I'm going buggy, I'm in a baby buggy?
No!
Well, then I'm still not clear what kind of crazy I'm going.
You're going buggies.
Buggies? What kind of bugs?
I don't know what kind of bugs.
The kind that crawl along the ground?
No.
No? Well, what
kind? Not baby bugs. Not babies.
Not babies. And not baby carriages?
No.
So you're not sure really what going buggy means?
I'm not sure if I can really explain this.
Well, keep trying. It's getting clearer.
I think it means you're driving someone nuts.
I see. I'm driving someone nuts. And what does that mean?
Look, you're making it really long. I really can't explain this.
You don't know what... maybe that's enough.
You see, look, driving your buggy, I think, is a bathroom.
I think you're just looking at my bathroom. It's all right if you don't understand, because I'm a big grown-up, and I don't understand how you can be going nuts and driving someone bananas. It just doesn't make sense to me at all.
Look,
driving someone nuts mean, you know what?
What?
You see, you're making it difficult for them.
That's exactly what it means, I think. I think that's what it means.
Makes it difficult.
That's
what it means. And you know what difficult means.
Yes, I know what difficult means.
Difficult. Okay, so that's what it is.
Oh, good. I'm glad we can understand it. I'm glad we can understand.
Okay, now you have to explain the whole thing to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't believe it.
Oh, yes, you have to.
All right, here we go again. Are you waiting?
Yes, I am.
What are you waiting for?
They're going to tell me what the whole thing means.
I think the whole thing means that sometimes one person disturbs another person so much that the other person can't stand it anymore. And then the other person says...
It's difficult.
Yes.
And they get difficult and start a fight.
Yes, they start a fight.
So that's the whole thing, I think.
I think so.
Bye-bye, I'll call
Dad.
Bye-bye.
Call Dad. Good idea.
Six, one, three, four, six. Hello, Mommy!
Oh, this is Daddy!
No, this is Mommy.
No, this is Daddy.
I thought you were going to call Daddy. What are you doing here?
I thought you were going to call Daddy. What are you doing here talking?
I don't know Daddy's number. Just Kyle.
Oh, 667-5140.
Okay. 667-3-4-6-6. Hello, Ma!
Hello, Shakey's Pizza Parlor speaking. This is Shakey's Pizza Parlor. What do you want, lady?
It's Mommy.
No, it's Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
That's my number, 661-3466.
This is 661-3467, and it's Shakey's Pizza Parlor. What kind of pizza do you want, lady?
No pizza.
No pizza? Then get off the phone.
Okay, you funny man.
Bye.
Bye, crazy.
Bye, cuckoo.
Bye, funny man crazy.
Bye, funny lady crazy.
Bye, talking funny crazy baby quiller.
You're so funny. Lady, I'm going to have you committed. What's so funny? What are you finding so hysterical about this conversation?
Well, that's what it is.
Okay, that's enough nonsense.
No, let's do some more nonsense.
No, that's enough nonsense. Have you noticed that Mrs. Jordan was really upset lately?
No.
No? Good.
Okay. 6, 6, 1, 3, 4, 6, 6. Hello?
Hello?
No, I can see. Shakey's again.
No, this isn't Shakey's.
No, make it then McDonald's.
McDonald's hamburgers, may I help you?
Yes.
Who is it?
Oscar.
Oscar? What do you want, Oscar?
Busy, please.
What?
Busy, please.
What'd you say, Oscar?
Tissy
plate. What's so funny, Oscar? We don't sell those at McDonald's.
Tissy plate.
A tissy plate? You got the wrong kind of parlor, kiddo. You got the wrong kind of
parlor. Okay, Donald Duck.
Bye.
Bye, Donald Duck. Let's make it that call. Luigi. Okay. 6, 6, 1, 3, 4, 6,
Hello, this is Luigi's Pizza Parlor.
Now make that voice again.
Hello, Luigi's Pizza Parlor.
Hello?
Who's calling, please?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. What could we do for you today, Oscar the Grouch?
I want some poopy place to eat.
Oh, you're too ridiculous. Oscar, why do they call you the Grouch? I've always wanted to know.
Because you're a Grouch!
Well, what does Grouch mean?
It means because you're a Grouch.
Oh, you're too silly. I think that's enough phone calling.
Okay. Six.
That's all. I'm getting tired of this game.
Mommy, please come on. You started it, so you have to keep on doing it.
What do you mean I could go on forever? Get out of under my bathroom, would you? This could go on forever. No, Laura, that's enough now.
Sorry. Now let's do some more telephone.
Well, who do you want to telephone? One last phone call.
Let's play telephone to get a new gun. I telephone to Mickey Mouse.
All right. I have to be Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Six, one, three, four, six. Hello? This is Mickey Mouse. Who's calling, please? Oscar, Donald Duck.
Oscar, Donald Duck?
No, Donald.
Donald Duck, how are you, Donald?
Fine, Mickey.
Glad to hear from you. How are things going in your life?
Fine, Mickey.
What's new? What's new, Donald? Done much swimming lately?
No.
How can you be a duck and not swim a lot?
Oh, yes, I've been swimming.
I see. Do you like the water?
Yes, do you?
No, mice are not fond of the water.
Oh, I come out sometimes.
Do you? Would you like to meet me for lunch one day?
Okay, today.
So where should we meet?
The parlor at Luigi's.
Parlor at Luigi's?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Where is that located?
At Los Angeles Hillside.
Where's Los Angeles Hillside?
At Luigi's.
No, but if I can't find Los Angeles Hillside, how can I find Luigi's?
Well, I'll drive you then.
Well, where should I meet you then?
I'll drive you to Luigi.
Oh, you're going to pick me up?
Yeah.
Do you know how to get to my house?
Yeah.
I live at Disneyland.
Can I live at Disneyland too?
Oh, well, we shouldn't have trouble finding each other. Where do you live at Disneyland?
Oh, I'm your next door neighbor.
You are?
Yeah. What street do you live on?
Main Street.
I do too.
Which house number?
2469
Main Street. I live at 2417 Nottingham Main Street. We must live across the street from each other. What a coincidence.
Come on, let's go see each other.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Okay, my voice is getting so easier. I can't do that anymore.
Are you all there in the teacher?
I don't know.
We are.
Really?
Yes, it's on. Let's hear it.
Oh, never. I hope that wasn't on.
It is.
Good grief. All that ridiculous conversation is on the tape recorder?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What should we do about it?
Come on.
Come on what?
I want to hear it.
Oh, we'll hear it.
We said. Now.
Now. What did we say? We just said the most silly, ridiculous things.
I didn't care what we just said. I want to hear on the tape recorder.
All right, we could hear the tape recorder. I have one important question what? To ask you.
Meow.
What?
Meow.
Did you know I love you?
Yes, I did, meow.
How did you know?
Because meow. Because my parents, meow.
Because I'm your parent. That's true. What does it mean if I'm your parent?
You had me.
I had you?
You made me.
I made you, yeah, in a way I did.
Good.
Can I do it all by myself?
No, you'll need a sperm.
Yeah, right.
So,
how do I get that sperm in there?
From a man's penis.
Right, yeah. You know that, don't you? All right. You want to hear what you said? Over there, please. This is an extremely important job. I need to figure something out about these glasses of water. See this glass of water? How much water do I have in there?
Half.
Okay. Half a cup. Half a cup of water in this blue glass. Would you pour this water in this brown glass, please, for me? Okay. How much water do I have in there?
Half.
Do I have the same amount of water in the brown cup as I had in the blue cup?
Yes.
Now, would you pour this water in this plain cup for me? This big, tall, skinny cup? Oh, look how much water I have in there. How much water do I have? Do I have the same as in the brown cup?
No.
I don't?
No.
How come?
It's a quarter full of a half.
You mean it's more than a half cup?
Yes, it's a quarter full of a half.
But wait a minute. Pour it back in the brown cup a minute.
Well, I think it's a little smudge. Just a little lot more.
It's a little more in which cup?
In the glass
cup. Now, do I have the same amount of water as
no.
I have? Why not?
Because it's a smaller cup. This has more. This has the bottom. And this doesn't. It doesn't go down to here. So it has more in this big cup.
It has more in the big skinny cup because it has a different shaped bottom?
Because the water doesn't go down to here. So it has more in the this
but
cup.
But don't I have the same amount of water even if I put it in the other cup?
No.
How come?
Because look, you see,
poured it back in the plain cup, in the skinny cup.
Yes, but you see, it just goes down to here, so.
I mean, it fills more of the plain cup? I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
You see, it the water doesn't go down to this part.
I see.
So it makes it so it has more.
Now I see. Now let's pour it in this.
Now this.
All right, pour it in that cup and see what you have. Now, this cup are the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the same amount of water as I had when I started in this blue cup?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to pour it to see. All right.
Yes.
Yes, in the cups that are the same, I have the same amount of water. I'm going to pour it back in the other cup that's the same and see. Now, what about in the little blue cup? Do I have the same amount of water?
No.
No? How come?
It's almost like this cup. We'll see.
Oh, you're going to pull it back in the tall, wide
see?
Cup.
See? It's over there. It's the same size like this cup.
That fills the cup all the way up. The short, narrow, the short, wide cup gets filled all the way up, and the tall, narrow cup gets filled all the way up. And you're
see?
Pouring back and forth.
I hope the chip cooker isn't on.
No. Are you all done?
I'm going to try it back.
All right, try it backwards.
See, this has as much, and this
one
has
much. Okay, from the short, wide, into the taller, identical cup. Do you have the same amount?
No, that's a half a cup. This is
measures water level with his hand. Pours back into the short, wide cup.
Do you see?
I see. Now, I want to ask you a very important question. If this were chocolate milkshake, which glass would you like to drink the milkshake out of?
I'll pour it into the cup.
Okay, you pour it into the cup. So that's the tall, narrow cup. Why would you like your milkshake in that cup instead of any one of the other cups?
Because, see, this one is too small for milkshake. This one is too tall.
I see.
And this one...
But wouldn't it be the same amount of milkshake?
But this cup wouldn't have nothing. See? And so this one, and this one is, even though it's glass, and it's higher and it's nice, and it looks better for McDonald's.
I see. It looks better. You done with the water? Okay. Are you going to drink the water up? That's a good idea. That's a very fine idea. Okay, how about some lunch? I still didn't wash my hair. They'll be back and I haven't washed my hair.
They'll be in your pajamas!
Yeah, I better not do that. Well, when they're here, we had such a silly time together.
No, I don't want to hear that.
No, I think that's enough.